Blog Talk Radio.
Great Inferno. Welcome to my show, Great Inferno Show. And today is the 27th of October. You all know that. It's not like I have to tell you that. It's 11 a.m. Central Time. Look outside. I see something like really something odd. It's snowing today. What do you know? Well, I guess I'm just going to stay in here keep warm. Today's segment, we are going to talk about a couple things. With my special guest, Will Rhodes from TropicalTeaCo.com. And we're going to be talking about, tea, so grab a cup of tea and sit back and relax and join us. Let's take him. I believe I have him online. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Hey, this is Will.
Hey, Will. Good morning. You're Central Time, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, you are. So good morning to you. It's 11 a.m. here also.
All right.
What's new? It's you getting snow today? Because I'm getting a little.
No. Yeah, no snow here. Just some cold weather.
Just some cold weather. I know, isn't it? Isn't that awesome? Man, it's just the weather can change as in just in the blink of an eye. I've been telling my friends and families about your websites, and I really like it. And the thing that you do in there is just awesome. For my listeners, can you just maybe briefly describe yourself? How'd you come about with just starting your own tropical your own website at selling tea online, selling tea, And your website is really catered to everyone that, everyone loves tea. My wife and I we're tea lovers. And also that you mentioned helping the children in Africa. I want you to touch up on that.
Sure, yeah. The Tropical Tea Company, we actually started that. We are avid tea lovers and have seen trends in the past going towards tea. We went through a big coffee craze there here in America. And actually, tea is one of the most heavily drank liquids, if you will, other than water. So we really wanted to kind of, it's a growing popularity here in America, mainly on the East Coast, West Coast. It's really big. Here in the Midwest, it's relatively popular, but popularity is growing by the day. So we really wanted to get into that niche, which we felt we did, but we also wanted to give a little bit back to those places that we get this tea. Tea cannot be, all tea comes from the same plant, which is a very, very delicate plant that can only be grown in certain climates. Those climates being places like China. That have a more tropical type climate. Also, too, a rooibos tea, which is a red tea, is not a. It comes from a different bush, but it comes from a red bush only in Africa. So we wanted to figure out a way to give back, and I partnered up with a foundation here. Local called Water is Life, which is waterislife.com, And the Ken Surrett, who owns that foundation, found a guy in China who can manufacture a filtered straw that will give a child in Africa 1 year worth of clean drinking water. And yeah, and production costs for these straws are only $10 a piece. That's including shipping and getting it there. So, some things have been done with this before. You can go to your local sporting goods store sometimes and find them that will last for maybe 40 applications and be around $40. So the fact that we found this, which is it's a straw about 12 inches long, very heavy duty, and it does work. I've tried it personally, and you know, 6,000 children die a day of something as simple as diarrhea because of dirty water.
Oh wow, because of dirty water in Africa. Yeah, it's mainly in Africa. It's, you know, that. And then what's the so you mentioned that you're you know, passionate about the tea and everything. And how did you what was the first step that you took to get to this to where you're at now?
Well, you know, honestly, the first step is just researching, making sure that this would be something that would be viable in today's growing economy and market of popularity. So the first step was that, researching. You know, like I said, I'm a tea lover myself, so it was really easy to kind of get the information, and it was fun, you know, and it still is. It's fun every day to mess with it, being that there's over 10,000 different types of ways you can have tea. So
wow.
Yeah, that's, so I'm constantly.
That's a lot of tea.
Yeah, it's a lot of different fusions and types of tea and flavors that you can deal with. So, you know, and that, and then building the site, obviously, was an endeavor that we took on that was pretty challenging, but we felt like we did pretty well with it.
It's pretty impressive, yeah. That's, I know, a lot of people like the, you know, the layout and, you know, the simplest, it's very simple, and it's an e-commerce, you know.
Right. And
what's that?
Yeah, the thing that I guess the goal there was, you know, we wanted it to be simple. We wanted it to be almost an experience. A lot of times you see a lot of websites that you go on and they're kind of drab. They're just kind of there and they have prices and pictures. Well, we wanted to almost create an experience for, you know, people coming to our site and really kind of get into the tropical themed type of environment. So
right. Now, it's do you sell tea, you know, offline? I'm saying, Zach, do you like, you know, do you have your own little store or?
Well, actually, here we do service some of the local day spas. Some of the local day spas here, you know, have monthly teas, and we kind of on a subscription basis. We're getting more and more on the offline because of the overwhelming response of request for a actual tea shop.
I see.
There's just not that much down here in Oklahoma. It's all coffee shops, coffee with some tea. So that is the future of Tropical Tea Company, is to have actual offline physical locations.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure it's like Starbucks, widely known there. You know, does Starbucks have any like tea or anything to offer to their customer?
They do. They don't have what I have. I mean, they do, like Starbucks, you know, and I've got to say I've tried it. They have what's called a green tea latte, which if you've ever heard of green matcha, which is a finely ground green tea that dissolves in water, you use that, you mix it in with steamed milk, and it just is a great beverage. But, yeah, they do have... they have distributors. They don't. Starbucks doesn't have their own line of tea.
Right.
I mean,
sucks for them.
Yeah, exactly.
sucks for them. Now, I want to touch upon the, you know, because I want my listeners to like, you know, to know there's like some, like when you go to your website, any other website that, you know, that offers teas and stuff like that. Your website is one of the, I think, explains, you know, everything when it comes to, you know, relaxations, you know, stuff like that, on, you know, and different type of tea that they have. Now, the green tea, now if a person is looking for, let's say, an antioxidant, so that's rich antioxidant, which one would they pick? Which one they should look at?
Well, typically, well, I think if you're looking at antioxidants, the green tea is definitely a great start.
Okay.
You can also, if you want to really get into it, well, I have a tea called pomegranate hibiscus green tea, which they take the nutritional values of true pomegranate and hibiscus and mix it with green tea, which is just a great antioxidant. Now, most all teas, being keep in mind, they're all from the same plant.
Right.
Green tea, white tea, black tea, they all offer very similar antioxidants. Green tea and white tea and Wulong tea are the more unprocessed teas, whereas black tea is your most processed. That's why it has a black color to it.
Exactly. Like more kind of a caffeinated properties in it? Or
well, and all tea is all naturally caffeinated.
Okay.
Black tea, green tea, white tea, Wulong is all caffeinated. now, the rooibos tea, the red tea, is naturally decaffeinated. It's a red tea. It comes from the African bush there in Africa. Naturally decaffeinated, and they're saying that's one of the most healthiest teas out there right now.
Oh, wow.
If you're looking at health features as a overall. So,
where do I find that on the website there? The red tea. Oh, is it under red tea?
It's under rooibos.
The rooibos. Okay. The rooibos. The rooibos. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Tells you everything over here. I think it's because, I mean, if I'm reading it over here, it does have all that iron, zinc, and fluoride and calcium and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting. You know, I have I'm a health and nutrition. You know, I'm a fitness and nutritionist consultant. You know, this is something that, you know, that when I want to tap in, you know, this one, because you know, when I placed an order a couple days ago, and I didn't look into that. I just looked at, you know, what I'm familiar with, you know, and that's what most people are going to do. You know, what they're familiar with,
right. They're
going to shop on that. So that's really interesting in here. The the white tea that you have here, and I'm saying that's Somi white tea. Somi, what is that? Can you tell me or tell the listener what is the Somi white tea?
Actually, what that tea is,
is that a plant?
Kind of your, it's what?
Is it a plant?
It all comes from the Camellia sinensis plant, which is the tea plant. But the difference is, in a white tea, when you're getting into white teas, it's kind of like wine. White teas are your more premium teas. It's your more upgraded teas, and the reason why is because you typically with white tea, they'll pluck off the bud and the two leaves next to it. They'll hand pluck these things, and they're typically very meticulous about the pluck. And, you know, you can get into, you know, $200 for 4 ounces of this stuff. Somi is an entry-level white tea. It's more of it's not as a high grade of tea as you would see maybe in your other, like, you know, your silver needle tea or things of that nature. So it's a bit herbaceous. Got kind of that vegetal taste to it, but, you know.
Okay.
Not one of my favorites, but a lot of people like it. So.
Right. I know it's from Adams Peak Tea. There's all the white tea. And you mentioned about the white needle white tea. No, the Tropical Tea Co. House Blend. Is that just a combination of the three?
No, that is actually a it is a white tea, but it's a flavored white tea. And this is a great one. If you place an order with Tropical Tea Company or anything, I send out free samples of this because I think this is kind of a cat's meow of tea.
Okay.
But it is a coconut cream-flavored white tea.
Oh, wow.
It is the epitome of what Tropical Tea Company is about.
I think I placed an order because, like, coconut in there. I think I did.
Island Coconut, I think, which is a black tea, but I'll send you, enclosed will be a sample that the Tropical Tea Co. House Blend. So.
Oh, that would be great.
It's one of my favorites, and, you know, served hot or cold as an iced tea or a hot tea, it's both great. if you really like the coconut cream flavor. It's got a very strong coconut cream flavor to it, but
And I see over here you're trying to you cater to all ages, and so you have a tea for kids and a tea party in a box. Now this is the tea that you offer to kids is the caffeinated, right? Does it have caffeine in it?
No, it's a herbal tea, and what that is called in the tea world, it's not a true tea. It's mostly comprised
of caffeine.
It's dried fruits and herbs. It's absolutely 100% caffeine free. But very, very healthy. You know, something we do with that is it's typically really a fruity tea. And, you know, me having kids, what we'll do is we'll brew a pot of it and then make popsicles out of it. Put it in a little popsicle form and put it in the freezer.
It's like an iced tea and a popsicle. What a great idea. Like
a very
healthy tea on a stick.
Exactly.
Very healthy
treat and very, very fruity flavored. No sugars. Organic. So very good for kids.
I'm looking at it right now. Now, they have yummy berry caffeine. I have five kids and they like berries. They would love that.
Yep.
You know, do you have gummy bears?
I do have some bubblegum tea coming in that actually has little pieces of bubblegum that you pluck out, sort of like, you know, you could get that old bubblegum ice cream. They do all kinds of fun stuff with that herbal tea.
I see that you, I've read your blog and Blogspot, and you had seen your pictures in there, you know, that with the straw, you know.
Yep.
I think,
mm-hmm.
was that you trying to do? There's a straw you send out to the kids in Africa?
Okay, and
so that looks like plastic and whatnot. And also you have if you go to tropicalteaco.blogspot.com, you should be able to see that. And also you have a YouTube, youtube.com user, /tropicalteaco. I see that you're tapping into, you also have a Squidoo, you know, which just recently you started using Squidoo and then just kind of played around with it. And I see that you're tapping into the Web 2.0, the thing in there. Is that helping you at all?
Yeah, it is. It's actually driving a lot of traffic. And actually, the nice thing about Squidoo is I have a lens on Squidoo called Everything, I think it's called Everything You Want to Know About Tea, or The World of Loose Leaf Tea, actually. And surprisingly enough, if you Google loose tropical tea, that lens will come up before my website does. It's ranked number 2, I think, with that keyword. So
it helps you with
SEO. Oh, it's great. I definitely suggest anybody out there go to Squidoo and just, you know, really put some good informative information about something that you're doing. And, you know, I've got a group also called Tea Junkies on Squidoo that, you know, they typically, you know, I get a few orders from them and they'll post kind of what they thought. So
That's great.
Yeah.
There's a group in there, I think, on like in a Squidoo, and it tells you how to do that and how to make your lens. Well, lens is, what is this? Just like another saying for a pages. You know.
Yeah, it's like an internet page. A lens is one internet page. So whatever you want to include in that lens, and it's a very easy to use, adding modules and things of that nature. Very easy way to get kind of the word out about whatever information you want to add. I actually have a lens on Chicken Joe. I don't know if anybody knows who Chicken Joe is, but there's a Surf's Up.
I gotta check. The surfer dude. Yeah, I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah. I actually did a lens on, and you can actually, it's called Squid Who, like Squid WHO, you can actually go on there and like I reserve my name because I'm gonna do a Squid Who lens about me. And then I just tested it out with Chicken Joe because I think Chicken Joe's really cool.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. It's kind of simple. Like, what's up, dude? You know.
Exactly.
looking at your the products over here, and you have the English favorites, the Buckingham Palace. You have Earl Grey, the non decaf, Earl Grey CO2. What is in CO2? Is that an oxygen?
Well, keeping in mind that tea is naturally caffeinated, You can get decaffeinated tea, but they have to implement a process to take the caffeine out. The best way to do that is by introducing CO2, which draws the caffeine out. It doesn't get 100%, but it gets about 98% of the caffeine out. So whenever you see, when you're shopping black teas especially, and you see like an Earl Grey CO2 decaffeinated, that's probably going to be the best decaffeinated tea that you could possibly get. So, but don't, it's never 100%. You can't ever extract 100% out, but you can get really close.
Yeah. The majority of out, but then, you know, the, and also the Irish breakfast and English breakfast tea. And if you go to English favorites, it's going to tell you everything that's in the, with, you know, English favorites. Now the, the Buckingham Palace Garden Party Tea, is that the just a combination of what they have here, or is, because it won't be like a garden party.
Buckingham Palace Garden Tea Party, that's going to be, it's actually a very traditional tea. A lot of people in the tea world, especially in the European countries, know about it. And, you know, it's a very floral tea with bergamot oils. It's a great one to start your day off with. So.
Oh, okay. So, you know, there's a lot of English, you know, so English breakfast. I think I've had, I don't remember that, but I remember the, trying some like an Irish something tea, and I really loved it. And I don't know where it came from. Now this thing's a doesn't come in the tea bags like they get in, you know, Walmart or a regular store.
No.
Now how you know, like I have a, what do you call that, tea extractor, you know, like a brewer, whatever, at home. Now, for the listeners that don't have those, what do you recommend them doing? Do you, you know, to extract this tea?
There's a couple of different ways, and if you go onto the website and you go under, you can see where I put samples.
Okay.
What that section there is designed for is for those newcomers to the tea world to, first of all, be able to sample, you know, three or four teas at very little cost. Also on that is a starter package, which is a tea press, which essentially is a two-cup teapot that has a strainer press that you would push down, and it includes that with a measuring spoon so you can measure out the correct amount of tea for the two cups, and then also a two-ounce bag of Tropical Tico's House Blend. But really, that's how I started, and I think that's the easiest way to get started is with a tea press because it's inexpensive, and you can be consistent with the amount of tea, amount of water, things of that nature. And then also, too, in the preparation of tea section, like you were talking about the YouTube, I made a video to show how to brew loose leaf tea with a tea press.
Oh, okay.
So that's, you kind of have everything encapsulated right there, that all the tools you would need to kind of get into the tea world, because that's the biggest thing that we run into is the fear of the unknown, essentially, of, you know, if it's not in a tea bag, how do I brew it? Do I do it like coffee, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very easy, but it's very easy to mess up as well, so.
Exactly. That's like kind of a, you know, you don't want to discourage them, you know. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, some people are really just plain lazy. They just don't want to do it. You know what I mean? It's all about convenience. You know, it's all about just hot water and then put a thing on, and so they're missing out on, you know, on the good things, you know, just because they're looking at it that way. Now the I want to touch up on the chai. And you have chai. Can you tell me the difference between that? Is that a tea, or what's the difference between that and the chai?
Typically what a chai is the base tea is a black tea, and then it's heavily spiced, typically with cinnamon or ginger, just a very heavily spiced tea, which is typically best taken with hot milk and sugar. Very, very good. Very good hot tea. And I tell you, it's a leap of faith to put hot milk and sugar in tea, because it just, if you're just getting into it, it doesn't sound like a good combination.
Right, yeah.
But my goodness, it is. It actually, I was before tea, I was a big coffee drinker, and it pretty much replaced coffee for me. So I'm a big chai fan.
Okay. I think I ordered some of that. I don't know if I did, but I think my wife mentioned someone about she loves chai, so I looked into it. I think I did the I don't know, the chai green loose leaf tea, I believe, or vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what I ordered. Yeah, my wife just telling me to do something. I'm like, okay, I'll do it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
now the he also you know, offer the one of the teaware that they can do that, and I see it in here. Now where do you get that the teaware, like your appliances and all that? Is that something that you have any do you buy that on wholesale, or what do you have?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we have anything from infused tea balls, which are just little mesh tea balls
that
you put your tea in.
Tea squeezer, that sounds good. Squeeze my tea.
Your tea bags, yeah, if you do tea bags.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, there's I've got, you know, you were talking about, you know, people not wanting to spend time on making the tea. And,
right.
And that's a reality in the tea world, and so
mm-hmm.
if you look on there, I have a thing on there called the Xerofina tea machine.
The Xerofina, first one, yeah, the Xerofina tea mm-hmm. suite. Yep.
And that came out in the 2008 World Tea Expo, and it does everything for you. You add water, and you put the tea in the infuser basket, and you set the dial on the side of what kind of tea and how you like your tea. And it does everything for you. It brings the water to the right temperature. It
mm-hmm.
capsizes the infuser basket, steeps the tea, and dispenses it all for you. So,
you got all the kind of teapots there too. It's like, you know, different color. You know, the teapots mm-hmm. that you can choose. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, I've got a wide selection of two cup, 4 cup, 6 cup, and 8 cup teapots, along with. Some stainless steel stuff that I'm not sure if I've got online yet. But, yeah, I've got quite a bit. And in the tea world, accessories are huge. You know, people love
mm-hmm.
their tea accessories. So I try to
yeah,
get as many of those as possible.
I see that you do offer some tea bags. Now, you know, you have quite a bit of it, and rose tea and green tea and monk's blend tea. That's
mm-hmm.
pretty much it. That's what you have here. And also you have a pineapple tea. That's the thing I want to try. Pineapple, coconut, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's something I want to do. Now, what's the difference between, do you pack this yourself, or what's the difference between this and a loose tea?
The loose tea and the bag tea?
Yeah, like the bag tea. Do you bag this up yourself?
No, there's actually a huge difference between the actual tea and the tea bags.
Uh-huh.
And the loose leaf tea. The tea and the tea bags are typically going to be what's left over from the loose leaf tea. So essentially what you've got is there's actually a way that they strain this tea when they first pluck it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a five-tiered, kind of like you see those old guys in the gold era sifting for gold.
Oh,
well,
okay.
It's kind of like a five-tier each mesh screen getting finer and finer at the end. Well, they would put it in the top and shake this thing, and the tea in the first, the full leaf loose leaf tea, is your highest grade tea. The dust or everything that's left over after shaking that and it gets to the fifth strainer at the bottom is typically what they'll put in the tea bags.
Okay.
You can typically stay away from that with your higher end tea like stash tea or Exotica, which
mm-hmm.
you know, I have both of those online. Typically, they'll be on the second tier. They won't be the worst, but you know. So
right.
Yeah, typically your tea bags are not going to be your high quality tea. And for a loose leaf tea drinker, typically they will never drink tea from a tea bag.
Oh, I see, because it's good. They can tell the difference. Just like
and a lot of people, even myself, I can even taste the chloride in the tea bag.
Oh, okay.
When drinking it.
Yeah, because we're a big fan of like Lipton and all that stuff, you know, buy from.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They also have that thing they call a pyramid tea, you know, that comes in a pyramid shape of tea bags, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting those. You know, looking forward to try your tea. Now, do you have any, now, like with this holiday coming up and with this, you know, the economic turmoil that we're having right now. The do you have any like a gift basket that people can go on your website or something that they can just purchase to be sent out to their friends and families? And do you have anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. We have a gift bag that we have different gift bag options. And actually, what we have these burlap bags that we stamp our logo on front. It's just a real tropical feel burlap bag. And we include rather a box of tea bags and a tea tweezer or some loose leaf tea, tea infuser ball, and maybe a tea mug, like a teacup, which is, you know, if somebody wanted to go on there and pay for it but have me ship it to a different address, then that
right.
capability is there. Yeah, so we do gift ideas, great gift ideas.
Okay, and then what is the, you know, we're going to keep going and end this segment a little bit here. The, and I'm going to throw this out, the question that I can from listeners over here. Now the, one second here, get my note. Yes. There we go. All right, the, now what do you like about the most and having this, you know, website on and doing this business that you have? What do you like the most, you know, besides
just,
money?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I enjoy just the diversity of tea. I mean, there's just so much about it, and I learn something new every day. You know, constantly sampling tea and trying it, and, you know, also the satisfaction of helping others, you know. And
right.
just like you said, in today's turmoil, economy turmoil, if we all have the mentality of trying to help one another, you know, I think that a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen that happened. So
exactly.
I feel strongly that, you know, going out and putting forth an effort to not only make money and make a viable business, but also help others in the process of something as simple as drinking water, you know, it's just a great combination for success.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you dislike the most? What do you? I mean, it's, you know, that's the, like I have something that I like, and you know, sometimes there's something that I don't like about stuff. What don't you like in that having this website and having, you know, running this, you know, not so much for disliking, but I'm saying just like kind of a, you know, you'd rather have not, you know, happening or doing whatever.
Well, no, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know, obviously, computer glitches or website glitches and you wake up and nothing's working, that's obviously very stressful and time-consuming. But really, I mean, I do enjoy most parts of everything. There's really not, other than your normal malfunctions of running an e-commerce business,
right?
Which would be mainly all in the digital world, but...
Yeah,
no, there's really not too much not to like about doing this, you know.
So it's just a computer glitch or whatever, and, you know, sometimes, you know, like when I go on the internet, you know, that's occasionally there, server or what do you call that, the provider, you know, the thing out there, sometimes they're like, you know, they're having heavy traffic and all that, sometimes it just brings your website down. Now the thing that you that I have a little myself here now for a headache and for like muscle ache, what would you offer for the, like, say, you know, I've been to like sports, you know, and I just want to relax and you know, I have a headache, whatever, for mainly for like for pain and what do you have to offer for that?
Well, I mean, I always, you know, something that's good to calm me down is chamomile, which is widely known in the tea world, which is just an herb. But chamomile will naturally calm the body.
Okay.
You know, if you're having a tough time getting to sleep because of a headache or anything like that, you know, I don't think it's going to, I think it helps, obviously. But
well, at least it relieves you. You know, it's kind of, it helps you fall asleep, and then you can, so your body can recuperate.
That, or if you're having upset stomach, ginger is great for that.
Ginger, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say let's say for a date. Okay, let's say I'm single, All right.
Huh?
And hypothetically, the I want to invite just a girl, a friend, or something like that, or my girlfriend, you know, for just having a cup of tea, you know. I mean, do you have any kind of tea that would, you know, like kind of set the mood into like that intimate, you know, time together?
Well, you could do a bunch of different things, and you know, it depends on. Typically, what I would say is nothing too strong, so I'd stay away from the estate teas or anything like that, the true black teas. But going into maybe like a Wulong, like a peach Wulong or something of that nature that is great after dinner, and you know, a really light tea, something like that, or even the house blend. You know, it's a white coconut. It's a very relaxing tea, I think. It, you know, something like that, I believe. That might be a good one. I don't know. Of course, I've been married for 7 years, so.
Right. Have you? I've been married for, like, 9 years, so that's fine. I got 2 years.
Oh, questions, yeah.
Yes, you know, and it's what do you call it? You can probably, you know, like maybe, you know, this is just a recommendation, maybe they can just put something together, like maybe like this coming February, like on a Valentine's Day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So get back, you know, like, here's what you can do. you know, the... And now I want to go back to the internet and the web, you know, web 2.0. I know that we met or we interacted with each other at the what they call the Woe Zone,
mm-hmm.
the website wizardownerzone.com. And what do you like about that that group that we belong to? What do you like the most?
At the Woe Zone?
The Woe Zone, yeah.
Oh man, the first thing is Adriana, the owner, is just phenomenal. I think she's done a phenomenal job. She is one place she's very personable. It seems like she greets every person that joins immediately. Just a great place to come and join and immediately feel welcomed, immediately have friend requests and a way to plug in to groups and forums and blogs and immediately get members and a very quick avenue of getting in and getting your name out, meeting people and networking and gaining business. The recent thing, her doing the Woe Zone Mall, which is, you know, kind of a sub-blog off of the Woe Zone, I think has huge potential. you know, I've already, if you've got a group of us, which I think she's pushing 600 members, and
yep,
we're all have...
Short period of time too.
Yeah, very, very short period of time. And then she's compiling all of our stores, if you will, or business opportunities onto this Woe Zone Mall. You know, I've already been shopping there, and I think it's going to be huge. And I think if anybody's out there looking for something that they can plug in a little bit different than maybe Twitter or Facebook or, you know, your other ones like, what's the Matchbox or, you know, the Woe Zone is just a great place to get and get visual. So,
that would be the MA Chatterbox. That's one of the
the Chatterbox. There you go.
The social network and all that stuff too.
And all of those have great qualities. And you know, I enjoy tweeting people and getting on the Chatterbox and doing all that. But it seems like the Woe Zone's really put together a very personable way and a very easy way to get your
my day doesn't
there, right?
Like you know that my day doesn't go through doesn't pass by without logging into the Woe Zone. You know. That's my main thing now. Right now is just either the Woe Zone, Facebook. I mean Facebook. Like 2 days ago, that's the last time I logged in. You know, that's MySpace, and I do a little marketing and all that stuff in there. The and also all social network out there. You know, you can name it, which I belong to. You know, you can type in Great Inferno, GR8 Inferno, and you can Google me, and you know it'll come up and everything's in. Now, there's a website that I found a couple of them actually. It's one of them is like what they called Shop It, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shop It is the it's an e-commerce kind of a web store. You can plug in your store and you can also put your items in, and also that can be integrated to a widget, which is you can plug it in. You know, you can insert it into your website or you know social networks and all that stuff. Have you done anything like that? Like you know, like maybe eBay? Do you have eBay?
I do have eBay, but I really have not. Honestly, with Tropical Tea Co., we've not really done any eBay. Now, shopping portals, we have been a part of, you know, for a short amount of time, testing out, and we're currently in marketing testing like NextTag and ShopZilla, which is owned by NextTag. You know, different shopping portals like that, you know, from a marketing standpoint, we're testing out right now just to see which ones are we're going to get the best return on our investment. So, yeah, absolutely. I think shopping portals are huge, but I think the number one driving of traffic that we've seen is basically getting out there and actually chatting with people ourselves, you know.
Interacting with people, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you could drive more traffic to your site by joining places like, you know, Twitter and the WoZone, and just getting on there and being interactive in that kind of scenario and finding the niche, and then start getting people to click on your link, you know. So
that's how you do it. I mean, that's all about the one on one, you know, just kind of like being personal with, you know, with the customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be like, you know, chatting or Twittering and stuff like that. Because, yeah, that's the traditional stuff that the Internet's out there. I mean, that's because you have an Internet website. Doesn't mean, you know, people are going to go in there. You do have to drive traffic in there by, you know, interacting with other people. And, you know, like you said, you're finding a niche. And, you know, like Facebook and MySpace, man, they're huge, you know, when it comes to traffics and all that stuff. And so like the website owners like you and I, you know, they're trying to tap into that, but, they're using that a wrong thing, and they're not really, you know, they're wondering why they're not getting any traffic, you know, from Facebook.
Yeah.
Because when you go to Facebook and then, you know, you get like, I mean, it's not Facebook. It used to be just like you know, just for the college kids and all that. Now it's becoming like, man, there's so many people in there now that people are just discouraged to go in there, to log in there. You know what I mean? They don't even want to. Want to touch Facebook anymore, especially with the new face, especially with the new thing that they came out with, the new Facebook, and it's just it's kind of gone down now. Now the I know that one of your shopping ways to pay. And you have a PayPal there. I know. So I can hear. I have all the four major credit cards and also PayPal. Now, and I know that's at the eBay company. Now, do you find that easier than the credit card to process PayPal?
Yeah. Either way, I mean, PayPal is definitely a good, secure way to do it. I think either way, I think it's, you know, six in one hand, half a dozen the other. I think either way is just as easy as the next. So don't really processing those.
Right. Then that doesn't make a difference.
Right.
The you know that you know, you have these logos in here about the Vis Verified and the TrustGuard and all that. And I think that's a plus when people are shopping to a website. You know that there's trustworthy going on. You know that. That they have a problem with, and a lot of people, like I mentioned in the last segment, that talking to Jay Bell about the baby boomers, and or you know, not in general, but majority of them, they are afraid to, you know, touch anything that technology. You know what I mean? Like they don't want to go on the internet because they hear something like that, and that's something that, you know, the what do you call it, the identity theft and whatnot, and they're afraid to touch them. So that's one of the things is, it's, you know, you put that stuff in there so people know that you are, you know, that you're verified and you're secured. And I think that's a plus, the way you did to your website. Now, the other people are asking about the, you know, how to help, you know, like, and you have that charity helping the kids in Africa. Now, how do they go about that and plug it into something like that? Is that just local to your place, to your area there, or what was the website?
Well, keep in mind, I've partnered up with the Foundation Waters Life, who has already actively been in that community for years already. So, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. We have a goal of passing out 10,000 straws in March. I'll be going to Africa in March. Definitely take video and pictures of me dropping off these straws just so my customers and future customers can see that, yes, the, you know, ordering tea at Tropical Tea Company physically does give these kids water, and we are dropping these straws off. So, and there's a link on there as well, like I said, that, you know, you can go in there and just donate straws. If you're not a big tea lover, you're not sure you want to purchase tea at this time, you can always go there and just donate, you know, buy a straw for $10, and Tropical Tea Company will send you a free, you know, 1-ounce sample of our house blend, you know, just for doing that. So.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The now I have this. I know when I ordered that, you know, it tells you right over here what you need to order. It's like a 2 ounces and then 4 ounces. Now, how many typically? How many cups of you know, tea that 2 ounces can make?
That's going to make anywhere from 50 to 70 cups.
50 to 70 cup of tea?
It's going to last. The 2 ounces is, you know, that's the thing is a lot of people don't realize is, you know, you only need about a teaspoon per cup. So you can get quite a few teaspoons out of that.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. I thought it was just like, now can you, you know, once you brew them, can you like re-brew them for, I mean, I know that you're not going to get the same amount of, you know, flavor or tea or, but can you can do that, right? You can just rebrew it if you want to.
With the white tea,
you can use it. I mean, leftovers. You know, I mean, can you do that? Would you recommend that?
With some of the white teas, you can do that. Otherwise, if you do that with the black teas, if you steep those teas longer than 3 minutes, then it's going to release a very bitter tasting type of a substance, and so you're not going to get a good taste. So yeah, you pretty much just with the black teas. And the green teas, you want to stick to the 3-minute rule and not reusing those. But some of the like the silver needle white teas, you can have those, you know, you can steep those for 3 to 4 times. So, and each time getting a different cup. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a thing never really thought about that. Well, the you know, this is the segment for today. I would like to thank Will Rhodes for participating in our segment today. And once again, if you guys want to go to the his website at tropicalteaco.com, if you're a tea lover or if you just want to try out some tea, hey, that's the best place to go. I do highly recommend that. Once again, Will, thank you for your time. And
thanks for having me.
Always, man. That's you know, maybe we'll do this again next time, and I would love to hear more about this tea company of yours. Okay.
Absolutely. I'll keep you updated on the Woe Zone.
All right, and we'll talk to you later. Bye now.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hello, this is me again. Now, I just had Will Rhodes from the owner of the TropicalTeaCo.com. It's a tropical tea company. It's just based on Oklahoma, and I like what they're doing with the website, and helping people, and that's mainly kids in Africa. And for every tea that you buy, they will send what they call a straw or well, it's not just a regular straw. No, come on now. It's just one of these. If I can find it, it's you know, he talked about that earlier, and then you know he and the website says that 6,000 people die each day over there in Africa for not having a clean drinking water, and the main focus on this website is to stop, you know, to minimize that or to completely eliminate that. People are dying from you know, diarrhea, simple diarrhea and all that. And the filter straw that's what they want to put out there. It's, you know, to eliminate that. And they get their most black tea from China, and the rooibos is from Africa. And you know, I talked about earlier about to him. I asked him about the series of questions on and how what can help on with the headache and a body ache and stuff like that. And I think I'm going to go ahead and try that. I mean, that's a really good thing to do. Now the tropical tea is mainly comes in the like a plant. That's varieties of tea that they have to offer out there. I mean, there's a green oolong black, robust chai, herbal, and tea bags. And also they have that to cater for kids. Okay, those are not the typical tea that the grown-ups or the adults use. But those are, as Will mentioned, is the dry fruits that they have there. So don't get discouraged that you're going to give your kids you know, caffeine, and they're going to go caffeined up and whatnot. Just go ahead and go in there and check it out. I mean, that's the best thing that you ever give your kids. I'm trying to look for a note here that I can't find. You know, once again, you know, I'm not no professional or anything like that for having a radio station or hosting a radio. You know, you have to have your notes right in front of you. I mean, you can't. You know, I mean, you can't just have those. And if I can have you pause, I only have about 10 minutes here. I want to burn it out because I know I got an hour. A segment was an hour, and then I only have 10 minutes right now. I'm going to check on my notes real quick and see if I can find something. Hold on a second here. What do you know? I don't have anything. I don't have anything for you to offer and to tell you. Now the website I have is at shoppingsuperhigh.com, which is a Market America you know, website that I have, and it's an unfranchise from Market America. And if you type in T on the search, if you go in there and you just want to search in that, it's going to tell you. The first thing that's going to come out is the Mocha Tonics. And it has a you know, a fat-burning and mind-enhancing Mocha Tonics, and it's sweet. We also have a giving bean tea sack from Market America, and it's a $5.95. The, you know, we don't have any loose tea or anything like that. That's why it's, you know, having Will Rhodes on, it's, you know, really, it's not like I'm killing my business or my website. I think it's up, you know, when I find something really good, I like to tell people. And I believe that the Tropical Tea Company, it's one of them. Now, you can go to my website and buy some tea, but it's not a loose leaf tea. And that's why that's I'm trying to, that's what I forgot to mention. Will, it's the partnership with Market America. And I mean, you can go shop into my website, shoppingsuperhigh.com, and you're going to find, you know, the tea, what they call a company that sell tea, like a Tivana, I think. And I say, if you go there, it's going to, they have white, green, oolong, black, and herbal rubos. Wow, that's just similar to what Wheel has to offer. The difference is, there's a lot of things that are different in there. They have, the website that are, Will's website is actually helping, you know, people that needs, and that's one of the thing, the part in there, the big part of that. You know, if your selling point is says, hey, you know, if you want to buy my stuff, and you know, you're already loving this stuff, why not buy from us while you help others? And also that's what Market America are doing, is helping. I mean, we're involved with multiple charities, and also we like to reward the people that shop through our website. If you shop on my website, you can earn rewards towards any products that you have, you can find into my website. And that's one of the niche or one of the big thing that the big companies are looking into right now is how to basically and how to reward their customers so they keep coming back. And the Market Americas is really big on that. They're actually leading the trend right now in rewarding customers. So if you that's basically what the segment is for today. It's about tea, okay? So live with it. I would like to maybe just if you guys are listening and then if you want to be on my show, just email me at F as in Frank, PONIENTE at gmail.com. Or you just go to, and if you are a blogtalkradio.com member or one of the hosts, so shoot me a message and let me know what you want to talk about. I know that there's so much thing to talk about when it comes to economy, the current events, and in Hollywood and stuff like that. And that's or stupid stuff that you find on the internet, odd things. We can talk about that. Shoot me a message or email me at fpuniente@gmail.com. Don't forget to go to my website, the shopinsuperhighway.com. No, that's shopinsuperhighway.com. And check out my blog at aholeinthemiddle.com. That is aholeinthemiddle.com. Check those out. If you guys want to get some tea, you can go to tropicalteaco.com. tropicalteaco.com. And if you have website owners and you'd like to network with other businesses, business owners like that, that you can go to thewozone.com. That was see what I mean? Here's how you spell it. THEWOZONE. That's thewozone.com. Go in there and shoot me up. I'm the one that I'm the awesome guy in there. So find an awesome guy and that will be me. The shoppingsuperhighway.com and I will see you till the next segment.
Down in the river to pray, studying about that good.